Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So this headline, scientists have turned old lab mice into young lab mice, injecting them with their young stem cells.
Well, these were mice that were genetically bred to age very quickly. That is, to have a lifespan of about 21 days when a normal mouse lifespan is about 1 to 2 years. This was called, it's called progeria. This is, you see this from time to time for unfortunate people who age very quickly and they die in their teens looking like they are 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. So these are very specific mice that were designed to do that, and they injected what was known as progenitor stem cells, which are stem cells that can become any other kind of cell and have a specific lifespan to them as well. And what they found that was interesting out of this was that the mice themselves didn't have any new types of cells per se. When they looked to see where these stem cells went, they went everywhere. They really didn't have that much time to grow or develop new tissue. What they're surmising is that these stem cells released various proteins or signals to the existing cells themselves to keep them going and living longer. These mice that were injected with these stem cells went from 21 days to about 65 to 70 days lifespan. So it tripled the lifespan, but still tripling a lifespan that still was only one quarter of what the normal lifespan of the mouse was. So we're dealing with a very specific mouse model and not necessarily representative of a normal aging process.
So is this an indicator at least that one day, humans who are aging prematurely would be injected with their own stem cells to try to stave off that premature aging?
It's difficult to make a prediction it's not something that we can really adjust to it because it's not representative of human aging. It's not even representative of mouse aging. These were, again, genetically altered mice to produce this type of condition. And we don't see this. Our aging process per se doesn't follow that. So it's difficult to say that using stem cells would do that. And even if it did somehow reduce the aging process or slow it down, you would have to continually inject yourself with these stem cells over time to maintain that, and that makes for a very bad science fiction movie.
Could end up turning into a mouse or a monkey. Who knows? Okay, thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.